WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, a horrific crime being investigated in Washington Township, Warren County. An 84-year-old woman killed, her 52-year-old paraplegic son brutally beaten and having to be airlifted in critical condition. An autopsy for the woman is pending. There were no apparent signs of burglary, but investigators right now have no idea who did it. No bond and no juvie for the Michigan boy charged in a shooting at his high school yesterday that has left at least four dead and several others injured, some critically. The alleged shooter, who is being named because he's being charged as an adult, is identified as 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly. He had reportedly recorded a threatening video Monday night before it all happened. The number of post-COVID patients with long-term brain fog issues continues to rise in New Jersey. And what's really scary is many of these individuals only had mild symptoms.
According to Dr. William Hu, the chief of cognitive neurology at the Rutgers Robert Wood Johnson Medical School, a new study is underway to try and find out why so many people are struggling with brain fog and memory issues that don't seem to go away. He says there is also concern about
whether this increases your chance for future brain illnesses like Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease.
Dr. Hu predicts within the next few years, the number of Garden State residents with cognitive issues will double. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
No charges have been announced against the driver of a pickup truck, an Egg Harbor Township resident who police say struck and seriously injured a 10-year-old boy crossing a street around this time yesterday right at dusk. An investigation revealed the child walked into the path of a Dodge Ram driven by 27-year-old Nicholas Westfall. A pilot program being launched in Cumberland County will pair Jersey State Troopers with mental health clinicians when there's a mental health crisis. Acting State Attorney General Andrew Brooks says having this kind of a team responding to a mental health emergency makes sense.
This reduces the likelihood that it escalates into violence, and it increases the likelihood that the individual in crisis is able to get the help they need.
He adds, if the Arrive Together program works as expected, it could be expanded statewide. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed down 462 points. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on podcast. Our warm-up accompanied by clouds and rain. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. Hope you're having an outstanding day. Looking forward to being with you tomorrow. While you're thinking about your Christmas tree, real, artificial, or cardboard, make sure you buy American. I'll be in 6 to 10 a.m. on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com/Bill Spadia.
And I won't back down.
1.5 at 504, New Jersey fast traffic.
Pretty busy around South Brunswick on Route 130. The northbound delays start after Stultz Road and run up to about Fresh Ponds Road. The other issue in South Brunswick, a closure. A tractor-trailer struck an overpass on Dean's Lane, and Dean's Lane shut down between Black Horse Lane and George's Road. Expect a detour. 280 eastbound as you head back out to the western spur of the Turnpike in Kearney. The off-ramp there partially blocked for a crash. You've got westbound traffic back out to Route 21, and 280 east of the Parkway slowdowns in towards Newark. Parkway traffic around Union both ways at exit 140, and then from Irvington up to Bloomfield, you're slow. Turnpike, both spurs on the slow side back into the car and truck lanes, and we're seeing some bunching up on 287 between Edison and Piscataway. At the Hudson, we've got an issue at the George now. A tractor-trailer broke down about mid-span at the upper-level GWB. Two left lanes are shut down. That's up to a 10-15-minute delay, 5 to 10 downstairs. Lincoln Tunnel still looks to be a 5-minute wait, and about 10 to 15 now at the Holland. Jeff Fromm, New Jersey Traffic North.
Joel Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. There was an accident again at 295. It got cleared up, and we had the delay again. Exit 36 to exit 34. Hopefully that will start easing out, but the bulk of the traffic right now on 295 southbound goes from exit 30 down to exit 26, and that's from another collision that was bounced over to the shoulder as well. And then you have north 295 slow from exit 26 up through to exit 28. 42, no slouch. That is crawling from 76 down to Creek Road. And the delays start at 676 south from Morgan Boulevard, exit 3 on to 76 for you. And Black Horse Pike is bringing you down a bit southbound from 295 to Station Ave in Gloucester Township. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 518 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For only $77, Guaranteed Service will tune up both your heating system and water heater and give you a no-breakdown guarantee throughout the entire season, or your repair is free. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or book online at GuaranteedService.com.
Jersey News and Jersey Views live here.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There's a warm-up on the way. Unfortunately, it's coming with clouds and raindrops. Even more unfortunately, the warmth will only last a single day. Tonight we get wet around a light rain likely sweeping through the state. Low temperatures fall to around 40 degrees. We're going to stay above the freezing mark here. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild. Highs 55 to 60. There is a chance of an additional rain shower clipping northern New Jersey tomorrow afternoon and evening. On Friday, we flip right back to cold and blustery weather, mostly sunny. Highs back down to around 45 to 50. And that's about where we'll stay through this weekend. Dry and pretty chilly. Highs only in the 40s for the most part for both Saturday and Sunday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Elk, 45. Howell, 47. North Caldwell, 45. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by IRS Restoration, joining forces with First On-Site to become one of North America's largest disaster recovery providers. Recovery now starts with First On-Site. Put this number in your phone, 1-800-634-0261, or visit irs-restoration.com.
New Jersey 101.5.